We come from the net.
Through podcasts.
Through headphones.
Through speakers.
To this place.
Your ears.
Our format? Podcasters.
To watch and review.
To watch the show reboot.
Its episodes, old and new.
To defend you from your boredom.
Some say the listeners live outside the net and listen to podcasts for fun.
No one knows for sure, but we're gonna podcast anyway.
Welcome to Mainframe.
Hello, everybody. We're back. This is the Welcome to Mainframe podcast. I am one of your hosts, Evan David, and with me is my other host,
John Mitchell.
Yes, and this is a show about the animated series Reboot, the classic 1990s show, the very first computer animated series ever created, and this is episode 7, The Crimson Binome.
Arrg!
Yes. So, if you don't know, this is, our format is we just go in and we spoil everything, we're gonna talk about everything, and we'll stop, and if something of interest comes up, we'll stop and we'll talk about it. So, without further ado, let's get started on the episode. Yes, The Crimson Binome. When we open the credits, there's a relative of yours that worked on this episode.
Yeah, Phil Mitchell.
Phil Mitchell.
No idea who he is.
Okay.
Very distant relative.
Yeah.
I've seen him at reunions.
Maybe in Canada. Yeah. So we open on the docks of Mainframe, which are old-timey docks,
mm-hmm.
because there's a guy in a bowler hat.
Yeah, it looks like... reminds me of Mary Poppins when they go into the painting and they're wearing the pinstripe suits and the hats and everything's
incoming call. I put it on the screen.
It's my wife calling me. All right, we took a little break and dealt with that phone situation. So yes, you're right. It's very old timey. It's like Mary Poppins. There were birds on the dock. Birds. They're like little pixels.
Yes,
that's what they are. They're pixels and they fly off like
pixels.
Yes. There was a guy flying a kite. There was an old timey puppet show where it's like the puppet show from the Santa Claus.
Oh,
you know, where they're hitting each other with sticks, you know?
It was kind of funny. I thought it was funny, but no one laughed in the show, but I laughed a little bit because it hits him a little bit, hit the guy all the way down. And the other guy comes back for revenge and just boom, sledgehammers him down. And I thought it was funny, but no one in the show laughed. And
no, all the kids were like, this isn't funny.
Right. They're too old for it. Apparently, yes. I'm not.
There's a lady in an old-timey dress doing her baby carriage
mm-hmm.
going. And there's a family. There's a mom and a dad and a baby. And then there's the number 5. We've seen the numbers before.
Yeah, and it was very large and obnoxious purple.
And creepy.
Number 5, yeah.
And like with creepy teeth. It just looks... frightening.
Like a weird marketing for toothbrushes or something.
Yes.
This ginormous teeth.
Well, anyway, this serene scene is disrupted when a yellow or a red ball of energy is streaking toward the city from the sea. And once again, we don't know what the sea is in the, you know, it's meant to represent the sea or the ocean, but we don't know what actual computer function it serves.
Yeah.
But it comes in and it turns out it's a warp signature of a pirate ship.
I forget the name of it.
It's the Saucy Mare.
Yes.
The Saucy Mare. That's the name of the pirate ship. And it kind of like, it has a cool warp effect where like it stretches in, like the front part of the pirate ship gets there long before the back part of it does and warps in. And all like snaps together all at once. It's pretty cool. And so then we find out that this is helmed by pirates. They come out, they're pirate binomes, and they're going around and they're going to loot the city. And it's captained by the Crimson Binome. And he is voiced by a person who changed his name to Long John. And I can't remember his last name.
Yeah.
But his original name is like John William something, but he legally changed his name to Long John because he does a pirate voice. And I recognized his voice. I'm like, what is his voice from? And I looked it up on IMDb, and he is the voice of Dr. Robotnik from the Sonic Adventures show. Not the serious one, but the one where Sonic is a Looney Tune. And he's nice. And they have ridiculous adventures. But I knew I recognized his voice. And that's what it's from. Anyway, so yes, they're going out, and they are... They're apparently stopping all communication throughout the city. They're disrupting all the links between stuff. They've taken down the Ethernet and all sorts of other connectors.
There's blackouts. Yeah. They don't know what's going on.
Yes. But they know that they're attacking the sector that Bob lives in. And so Enzo's like, it'll be fine because Bob's there and he probably has the situation totally handled. He does not.
He's working on his car.
He's working on his car and jamming out on it with his headphones, and he doesn't hear or know anything. And while his back is turned, as he's jamming out, the pirates come in, steal his car, and steal
Glitch.
Yeah. His tool. And he turns back around, the car's gone, and he's like, what happened? So then the pirates were seeing they freeze people. They have their swords don't kill people. They hit people with their sword, and they're frozen in like a block of – it looks like a block of ice, but it's right. not. It's like an energy field. It's like a cube,
right.
And they're stuck in there. And that's just to stop them from stopping the pirates.
Right.
And the Crimson Binome, he's on the ship, and they make it clear that they're only in this for profit. They're not here to hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're here for profit. He has a little accountant guy, his first mate, Mr. Christopher, and he's just always crunching the numbers. He's like, this will make us a profit. This won't make us a profit. We're taking too much time here. This is costing us so-and-so. He does that through the whole episode. The pirates bring Glitch back to the Crimson Binome, and he's like, oh, this is a Guardian's thing.
Right.
I can't remember what he calls it.
He didn't call it a glitch because he didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
A glitch.
Yeah. But we get some world building here because he recognizes it and he's like, what is a Guardian doing in such a small port like this?
Right.
So we get the feeling that this is maybe a small home computer that they're living in, and it's not, you know, a computer from a corporation or a government entity or a supercomputer or anything right. like that, you know. So in the Bob identifies them as software pirates. But so that's who they are. And they have blockaded the dock with a file locker barricade, they've said. Bob follows them there, and he's figuring out what they're doing. And he figures out, oh, they've stolen Glitch, because he tries to use Glitch. And he's like, oh, it's not on my arm. They stole it. And the Crimson Binome's like, if a Guardian's here, you better go wake the princess.
She's, I guess, the bouncer.
And I'm like, I don't remember a princess with this pirate crew. What? And I'm picturing like Princess Zelda. Like,
yeah, me too.
Like childlike Princess Zelda. But no.
Not Princess Fiona.
This is Princess Bula. This giant, burly binome woman. So she's just a giant lady made out of three cubes and huge biceps in a Princess Leia bikini outfit.
Yeah, it was a very interesting. We were not expecting this kind of princess. And they reference it later that she's not, but
right, it was really funny. So Bob comes in swinging a sword. He steals a sword from somebody. He's swinging it, and he's just freezing everybody, all the pirates. He's making quick work of them. And to this... the Crimson Binome says, shiver me templates. I love it so much. Shiver me templates.
Evan was writing down a lot of things that were said because it was just
cracking me up.
References.
Man. Yes. So Princess Bula comes out and she's tracking down Bob. And so Bob's like, okay, I've taken down your people. Hand over Glitch. And you won't get hurt or whatever.
Right.
And so he's like, all right, fine. So he throws Glitch onto the floor of the pirate ship.
And apparently he's heard of this pirate captain before.
Yes. We find out that later in the jail cell. Right. Yes, he's heard of him before. But he throws Glitch to the ground, and Bob goes over to get it.
Just... the princess just... out of the floor
burst and just grabs him. Grabs him and brings him down below deck, and that's the last we see of Bob for a while.
It was a big surprise. There were a lot of surprises in this episode, and it was quite amusing.
Yes. So the pirates, then they're pulling out of port, and they initiate their sails, which is one of the coolest things in Reboot, I think, is how they do the sails.
Yeah, I was... Was it in reference to anything?
Yeah, it's like... Well, it's like they're hitting the... when you've minimized a window, yes, in your bottom bar, and you push it so it, you know, springs back up into a full window.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
Okay. So that makes sense.
The sails are like those windows, and they're springing up from the bottom bar of your computer, boing 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 boing, and it just looks really neat. And then once they get it all, you know, up, then they go back into warp speed again.
Yeah.
And they're flying out to sea, and this is neat because. This is like the first time the audience is traveling out of mainframe.
Right.
We've seen Bob leave mainframe once through a portal to the supercomputer, but we didn't actually get to go through the portal with him.
Right.
And so now we're leaving. So it's pretty neat. They're headed toward, we find out from Fong that they're headed for a portal, and once they get to the portal, they're out of the network or whatever, and they won't be able to
go after him. Save him.
Yes.
Save Bob.
Let's see. What's next? Right, so we go back to Enzo and Dot, and they figure out that Bob's been captured. And we also see in the background that people are starting to unfreeze, so the effect is temporary. So they commandeer a private format yacht from Mr. Mitchell, another relative of you.
Yes.
And
good old England, yes.
You know what? I bet you they named that after Phil Mitchell.
That's what I was thinking. He threw himself in there.
That's funny.
As a sea captain that's enjoying his yacht with his lady.
Yes, and he talks like this. And he's wearing a tropical shirt and a captain's hat. And his wife's in a bikini. And mind you, these are binomes, so they're just three cubes stacked on each other with one eyeball. And she's in a bikini.
Yeah, it was something. They're sipping on cocktails. Yes. And, this is a private vessel. Who's by whose authority? And I guess
Fong.
Fong is like the head honcho.
Yeah, he's like the president or whatever. He's the mayor.
He's like, something. I guess we can do that.
Yes.
You can commandeer my vessel for.
And they say that it's the fastest ship in all of mainframe. There's bigger, more powerful ships, but it's the fastest ship. And then when they leave the dock,
you find out why.
Yes, because we see the ship from up until now. It just looks like a yacht. It looks like a regular yacht. But then it pulls out, and it's the Starship Enterprise.
And it warps.
Yes, it's got the nacelles, but the nacelles are on the bottom side instead of sticking up the top side. And instead of the saucer part, it's a yacht.
It's great.
Yes. So they go into warp speed, and they chase after the other ship. Now, okay, so it does look like the Star Trek, warp, when they're in the warp, they're in the warp tunnel or whatever. So then we go back to the ship of the Crimson Binome, and it's Bob, he's in jail, and he thinks that the guard is sleeping, so he tries to steal his keys, but the jail bars are just there for show, because it's just an electric force field. Right. You can't actually stick your hands through the bars. And the guard's like, I love it when you try that. I don't actually snore when I sleep.
No one's escaped.
Yes.
And then he's like, except for the mouse. He's like, oh.
Yes, because there's a graffiti on the back of the cell, and it's the logo for Mouse. And that's the first time that Bob mentions it. It's an old friend of his named Mouse, and she's the only one to ever have escaped the pirates. Hmm. And we will come back to that in future episodes.
Yes.
So while we're talking about the graffiti, I want it because there's a bunch of random graffiti on the back wall, and I'm like, oh, they've got to have Easter eggs in there. So I paused it to see what we could see, and it's just random weird stuff. It's like a frowny face. It says, I want my MTV.
Yeah, you are here, pointing to the
floor. Yes. But then there's also a pirate version of Kilroy. Who you thought was
Squidward.
You thought he was like, what is this, robot or a computer Squidward? But no, it's Kilroy. And Kilroy was a little graffiti guy that soldiers in World War II put on their bases after they abandoned them in the field. And they would draw this little guy with his nose sticking over and his hands sticking over this wall, and they would say, Kilroy is here. And or was here.
Hmm.
And when the Germans would find the thing, they started thinking that Kilroy was this, like, legendary soldier in the Allied forces.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like, who is this Kilroy? We must find him and destroy him. He's just a graffiti cartoon. he's not...
That's awesome.
Yes. And if you go to the World War II Memorial mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C., you can find a secret Kilroy graffiti etched into the marble that mm. they put there on purpose as a tribute to that. So, yes, they put Kilroy in the in this show, Pirate Kilroy. Anyway, we find out that the Crimson Bynum's real name is Captain Capacitor, and this is where we find out that Bob has heard of him before.
Apparently Guardians are all-knowing. It almost seems they
he was making that up.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, because, like, he can tell that to the un... Like the Captain is really the only one who knows anything about Guardians.
Right.
And apparently Guardians are, like, legendary. Almost in the net or the web or whatever. Right. So,
and they'll fetch a good price.
Yes. So he's it's like the Jedi, like where, you know, people know, like they maybe heard of him, but you know, they don't necessarily understand what the Force is and how it works and stuff. And, and so there's like, it's like this legendary talked about in whispers sort of thing where, you know, he might know everything. He said it. Maybe he does. But then Bob comes up with a brilliant escape plan. He grabs the top mattress from his bunk bed and throws it at the bars, which are actually a force field, which makes a blinding flash.
Because it disappears after that.
Yes.
Because it vaporized.
It vaporized it. And when the flash is gone, Bob is gone. And there's a hole in the wall, a tiny hole, where he broke off a piece of the mouse graffiti. And they're like, how did he fit through a tiny hole? And he's like, I don't care. I'll just find him and follow him. So they go and they start searching. And we find out Bob did not go through the tiny hole. He is hiding behind a post.
But Princess just rakes through the wall.
But the post he's hiding behind is too small to actually be able to hide him.
Yeah, that was
But it doesn't matter because this is a cartoon.
I thought he's gonna be in the ceiling or hiding like under the bed or above the bed.
Nope.
But no, he's behind.
He poked his head out from the post, and it's just an impossible image that you couldn't do in real life. He's like, I tricked them, and now I'll make this pirating trip unprofitable. So he goes out to sabotage the ship.
But was this the part where he's like, she's not a princess? He's like, I know, but you. You don't... Do you want to tell her that?
Yes, that is the part.
Okay. He's like, oh, no.
Princess Bula is not a princess. So then Dot and Enzo on the USS Enterprise catch up with the saucy mayor. And they are hailing them on a megaphone. They're like, hey, pull over.
Right.
Because you have our stuff and you have our friend and we need them back. And the pirate's like, I'll never do that. I am the Crimson Bynum, and who are you? And Dot looks over at Mitchell and she steals his captain hat. She's like, I'm Captain Dot.
No, Admiral Matrix.
Admiral Matrix. Yes, that's what she says. Yes. No, because her last name is Matrix. And so they have a shouting match. And then finally, they decide to board the pirates, and Dot has brought military binomes with her. They're in their army fatigues.
But don't forget the cannons.
Oh, yes. They try to shoot the cannons at him, but Bob has destroyed all the... Fire the cannons! Sir, I can't. The Guardian has destroyed all the cannons except for one.
We'll fire that one!
Yeah. So then they fire the cannon. It's going straight at Enzo. And it's like this legit cannonball coming at lethal speed. And Frisket just catches it in his mouth like it's a frisbee.
Like, yeah.
Like it's a tennis ball. So he's like the Hulk of the dogs.
Basically.
Yes. Yes. So then, then Mitchell says something like, I haven't had this much fun in minutes. You know, which for computer people, it's like years, I guess.
I guess,
you
know? Yeah. That was really funny.
So,
lots of computer time references.
The Crimson Bynum freezes Frisket, and then Princess Bula freezes Bob and a bunch of other the military guys, and they stop him. So only Enzo and Dot are left. And he's like, and the Crimson Bynum says, "You need to, you know, surrender, or else your friends are gonna get it." And Then finally, Mr. Christopher, oh man, I am having trouble with my brain tonight. The first mate comes up and he's like, "Sir, this endeavor is going to be barely profitable with all the damage that the Guardian has done to our ship, even right. with selling him at the black market. We're not going to make up the cost. We'll barely make our 200% that we usually make." And Dot's like, 200%?
And nothing compared to my numbers.
So she pulls out her portfolio and gives it to Mr. Christopher. And then they're looking at it and she's like, she makes over 1,000% profit.
but that's just how Rough Estimate meant.
Yeah. And then they go back and forth debating finances using incredibly technical real world finance terms that children would never understand, that I don't understand. Maybe you do?
I recognize a few of them, yeah. but like, I just know that they're like, CFO type terms. Yeah. That you're talking about your overall business profit margins and costs and all sorts of things that affect your business, and they're going back and forth, and then then he freezes the accountant because like, oh, she's right. We could be more profitable not being a pirate.
Yeah, because she's like, we don't, you know, rob our customers, so that's how we make more profits. And so anyway, they unfreeze Bob. By the time he's awake, Dot is now dressed from head to toe in Admiral regalia. And she is an official co-partner with the Crimson Binome, who has now turned his entire business into a legitimate business.
Shipping these products yes. to all these unsophisticated small ports that need supplies or whatever.
Yep, he is no longer a pirate. His real name is Galleon. He's like, call me Galleon. She asks him not to call her Admiral Matrix, but Dot instead. And then we fly off and we see the label of the Saucy Marie flying off into the sunset.
Yeah, it was a very quick turnaround of, I'm going to take you and then all of a sudden, oh wait, I'm going to partner with you yeah. in business.
I love this show.
Capitalism prevails, I guess.
It is just the first season is just, it has so much slapstick and ridiculous stuff, but yeah. they also mix it with those like we talked about the Medusa bug episode number 4, where it's all just serious, life-threatening mm-hmm. Women and children dying.
The whole world.
Yeah, like apocalypse. they just mix it with this tone of light funny with incredibly serious and straightforward earnest action storytelling
and random things that adults that happen to be watching this will yeah. appreciate.
Yeah, plus the cool like Megabyte and Hexadecimal, they're cool character designs. I mean, it's just such a weird mix of things. Mm-hmm. And I think it all comes together as a whole as something that's just great. And like I keep saying, this is the worst season. This is the yeah. worst season. Like, it just gets better from here. So
yeah, as long as you can accept the world, then yes. you're well on your way.
And you can accept the limitations of the animation of the time. You are on your way. Because, like, I've watched things, like, from old movies, like Crawl, or, like, you know, original Star Trek, or The Star Lost, which, yeah, go check out Strangers and Aliens, my other podcast, if you want stuff about that. Because, and those effects, like, I can't, I'm like, this is horrible, you know? Right. With Star Trek, like,
the story's great.
No, there's some retro stuff that it looks okay, and like you can accept it. Like, this looks okay, you know, right. for the time, this is good, and it still looks okay today. But then other stuff, it's like, for the time, this was cutting edge, but today it looks horrible, you know, because the effects just didn't hold up. So I think, you know, obviously these models aren't as sophisticated as the computer animation we could do today, but right. I still think if you can just accept the world and accept the limitations of the animation, it looks, it's great. Right. I mean, everything functions well, except for the walking.
the running's great.
You know, the models walking. May look rough, but the animation is solid, and the humor and the comedy is still there, you know, and right. it hasn't changed at all. Just the walking looks horrible.
So it's like The Office. You just got to get through the first season, and it gets better from there.
Could be, yeah, yeah. We'll see what you think. All right, so that is the Crimson Binome episode. Look for them in coming episodes because they'll still be around. So, oh, spoilers. Yeah, we want to hear your thoughts about this if you're watching along with us. You can watch along via iTunes if you purchase the seasons there, or you can watch them for free, at least for now, at the time of this recording, at shoutfactory.tv. You can find all the episodes of Reboot there for free. They own the rights. It is illegal. It is a legal thing that you can do. You are within the law.
You will not go to jail.
Yes.
Or get your
cable. Or have a guilty conscience. So, yes, you can watch it there. And please leave us some feedback and tell us what you think. You can get our credentials for that in the credits. So stick around for that, and please drop us a line. We want to hear your thoughts. Thank you again for listening. I am your co-host, Evan David.
And I'm John Mitchell.
And we will see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Welcome to Mainframe podcast, hosted by Evan David and John Mitchell. You've heard from us, now we'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email or voice message at welcometomainframe@gmail.com. Dare to venture out onto the web and visit our site at welcometomainframe.com. Welcome to Mainframe is a proud member of the Relevant to Your Interests podcast network.